Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Ches. We are holding on daf Nun Zayinim Beis. We are at the third wide line on daf Nun Zayinim Beis. Tanya Kavase Eid Rabbi Yochanan. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and his mother, Gold Basimcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. The large majority of today's daf is going to deal with the dinim of Arayos for Bnei Noach and how the dinim of Arayos for Bnei Noach relate to the dinim of Arayos for Yisrael. We started to discuss yesterday, what if a Ben Noach commits a form of Arayos that is only really nogeya by Yisrael? It's not nogeya for relationships of Bnei Noach. Something that has to do with Erisin, with Chuppah. Bnei Noach have Ishus, but they don't have Erisin, they don't have Chuppah. So we're going to start with that, but then we're going to talk about a whole bunch of other things and where we derive the various Arayos of Bnei Noach. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about Bia Shalo Kedarka as it relates to a Ben Noach. Do we assume that Bia Shalo Kedarka has the same din as Bia when it comes to the Arayos of Bnei Noach? Then the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if a Ben Noach strikes a Yisrael, if he hits a Yisrael. That is not one of the doesn't seem to be one of the Shavim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. We already listed the Shavim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. What is the penalty for doing that? That's going to lead to the Gemara into a general discussion of someone who's make es chavero, someone who raises a hand even to hit another Jew, if one Jew raises a hand to hit another Jew, and what the fate of such a person is and what he deserves. And then the Gemara at the very, very, very end of the daf is going to discuss a guy who is Shomer Shabbos. If a guy keeps Shabbos, what his punishment is going to be and why that one didn't appear on the list of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So let's begin again. We're at the third wide line on Daf Nun Zayinim Beis. So says Gemara Tanya Kavase to Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that says just like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that the din that Ben Noach, who's Boel Arayos Yisrael, has a din of Dinei Yisrael. He's going to get punished with Dinei Yisrael is specifically about a Nara Hamurasa, a Nara who had Kiddushin with the Yisrael. So the brisa says as follows: Kol Erva Shebezin Shal Yisrael Mimisin Aleha. Any erva that's going to carry with it a penalty of misas beis din for a Jewish person, Ben Noach musar allowed. That's the type of arayos that a Ben Noach is not allowed to do. But ein beis din shel Yisrael mimisin aleha. But if it's the arayos that someone who commits, who's a Jew, who commits any of these arayos, would not be chayiv misas beis din, would only be chayiv kares rather than misas beis din, well then ein Ben Noach musar allowed divrei Meir. Meir holds a Ben Noach is not musar on such arayos. What are the arayos that only carry with it kares and not misas beis din? So says Rashi over here, achoso, achos aviv, achos imo, eishes achiv, eishes achi aviv, achos ishto. All of those things are only kares. They're not misas beis din, and mimela Ben Noach is not musar on it. The Aruch Liner looked at Rashi's list and he said he's missing something. What about nida? Nida is also a chi of kares and not a misas beis din. And according to Rashi, the Chachamim learned the asara for nida by Bnei Noach from Ish Ish, that it says by Parsha Sara, the Asara for Bnei Noach in general in Arayos from Ish Ish, and which is by the Parsha Sarayos, and Parsha Sarayos does include Nida. So how could Rashi leave Nida out? However, says Yochanan, Tosos, who learns the Asara from Lemar, that all Arayos are included, and over there it's talking about Arayos Dafka of Kurva or of Ishus, and does not list Nida, so you understand why Nida would not make the list. But Rashi Lishitaso should have included Nida on the list as one of the arayos for which a person's achayv is based in, but only chayiv kares. But anyway, Rameir Shita is that any arayos that is less than a misas based in for Yisrael is a zero for a Ben Noach. V'cham momrim harba arayos yeshein bezin shal Yisrael misin alein. Cham say there are lots of arayos that bezin shal Yisrael is not meimis on, that are only chayiv kares. U Ben Noach musar alein. And even so, a Ben Noach is musar on those arayos because a Ben Noach is included from Ish Ish that it says in the parsha of arayos by Yisrael. And that's all the arayos in the parsha, even those things that Bezin Shal Yisrael is not going to be mamis on. So the Brisa explains what do we do, what we do to a Ben Noach who violates arayos. Baal arayos Yisrael, if a Ben Noach is Boel, one of the arayos that's relevant to Yisrael, nidon bedine Yisrael, we kill him with the same misa that we would give to Yisrael in such a case, with chenek. Ba'al Arayos ben Noach, Nidon b'dinei ben Noach. But if he's Ba'al and Arayos of b'nei Noach, of a non-Jewish women, so he gets punished with Sayaf, like a ben Noach would. Va'anu ein lanu, ela naram rasabul vad. But we are, the only chiluk we have between a ben Noach who's Ba'al bas Yisrael and a ben Noach who's Ba'al bas Noach when it comes to the onesh for Arayos is specifically by a nara rasa. That's the only case where we find an onesh misa by ben Noach, because the onesh is only on the bia of an eishes ish shenivala, and therefore if he's Ba'al bas Yisrael who's mekudeshesli Yisrael, he gets skila like a Yisrael. If he's Ba'al and aram rasa, he gets skila like a Jewish, like a Jewish person. So you see, it's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the din that Ben Noach, that's Baal, Arayis Yisrael, Nidon Kedina Yisrael, is specifically talking about a Naram Rasa. So, Frakta Gemara, V'nech Shav Nami, Nichtasa L'chupa V'lo Nivela, why can't we say that it's also talking about a case of a girl who had chuppah but not yet bia, that if a ben Noach is ba'aleha, he has the same misa of Yisrael, which is misa schenek, like we said at the end of yesterday's shir. That's also something that we don't find in onesh for b'nei Noach for such a thing of nichlus al chuppah v'lo nivla, so yishbid nidon kedine Yisrael. So answer Gemara, hay tana tana de b'nei Menashe hu. The tana who taught this brisa is the tana de b'nei Menashe. Damar kol misa amur l'b'nei Noach enu el chenek, who holds that a ben Noach is always chayav chenek. And therefore, EDV dichenaku, the onesh of Yisrael for nitzas l'chupa v'lo nivla is chenek anyway. So that's not considered to be a unique punishment that he gets because this is arayos of Yisrael. That's what he would always get. So the only exception where a ben Noach is going to get that which he does not normally get is going to be the case of inara amurasa. So v'savra meir kalaver shabezin shal Yisrael misnala ben Noach musrala. Wait, does Rameir really hold this? What we just quoted earlier from Rameir, that any erva that a bezin shal Yisrael would be mechayev misas based in on a ben Noach is musaran va'atanya, but don't we have a brisa that ger sheisa rasa shalom b'kedusha? If you have a ger who is conceived of shalom b'kedusha, meaning when his mother was still a nachris v'leidaso b'kedusha, and then by the time he was born, his mother had already converted, yesh lo she'era aim, he has relatives on his mother's side as far as arayos are concerned, and ve'in lo she'era av, but he has no relatives on his father's side as far as arayos are concerned, and therefore he's not going to be usher to relatives through his father's side, because it's his din from is like a ben Noach, and they're usher mishum erva mishum achva only in the krovos mitzad ha'em and not mitzad ha'av, and that's going to be his status. So ha'ketzad. So what are the practical ramifications of such a case? No, if this guy who is harasu shlobekdusha and Leidasa B'Kedusha, who was conceived when his mother was Nachris and born when his mother had already converted, is Nasa Achosu Min Ha'Eim. If he marries his sister from the same mother, and the sister was born before the mother had converted, and she had converted together with the mother, so Yotzi, he has to divorce her because she's Asura to him, just like she's Asura to Ben Noach. Min Ha'Av, however, if he marries his sister from his father, meaning a half-sister who he shares the same father with, Yekayim, he's allowed to stay married to her. He does not have to divorce her. Achos ha'av, if he marries his father's sister min ha'em from the same mother, meaning his father and this aunt share the same mother, Yotzi, he has to divorce her, because the pasuk says al kenya zovish es aviv, and we're going to darshan later in today's daf that aviv means achos aviv min ha'em, that she's asura to him, and if he marries achos aviv min ha'av yekayim, then he's allowed to stay married to her. Achos ha'em min aim, if he marries his mother's sister from the same mother, Yotzi, he's going to have to divorce her, because we're going to darshan al kenya isha zovivis imo, that imo means achos imo min aim, that she's asuratim. Achos ha'em min ha'av, if he marries his mother's sister who she shares the same father with, Rameir omer yotzi v'chamom yekayim. Rameir says he has to divorce her, the Chum say they may stay married. Shahayir Rabbi Meir omer kol erva shu mishum sher aim yotze mishum sher av yekayim. Because Rameir holds, any time there's a shame of kurva on the mother's side, even though that kurva for him is through the father, meaning he has one, that the mother and her sister have the same father. He's going to have to divorce her because we're gozer that people are going to say that the ger is not usher in his maternal relatives, in his literal maternal relatives. So there goes there even on achoso mina aim, and certainly on achos imo and achos aviv mina aim that we derive directly from the drush of the pasuk. But mishum sher av, anything that relates to korva of the father, that she's only a karov al yedei the father, like achoso me aviv, achos aviv me aviem. So then yekayim, then they're going to be able to stay married. Umuter be'eshes achiv, this ger who is harasa shlo b'kedusha and leidasa b'kedusha is allowed to marry his brother's wife after his brother dies, even if it's his brother from his mother's side. Ube'eshes achi aviv, and also the wife of his father's brother after his father's brother dies, even if they happen to be brothers from the same mother. Vishar kol arayos mutaroslo, and all other arayos that are similar to these, that are not krovos al yidei achva, they're krovos al yidei ishus, like achos ishto and like his daughter-in-law, they're all mutar to him. So Gemara says la'asuye eshes aviv, and that comes to include even his father's wife after his father dies, that she too is mutter to him. Nasa isha ubita, if this nachri marries a mother and her daughter, and then all three people convert. The nachri converts, he becomes a Jew. The mother and the daughter both convert. Konis achas umotzi achas. He could keep one of them. He could stay married to one of them. He has to be megarish the other one. He cannot be remain married to a mother and a daughter at the same time, because then people might come to be matir Yisrael to do the same, and that certainly would be asur min haTorah if Yisrael were to do the same. Ulechadchila lo yichnos, but lechadchila he should not marry even the arayos that are asur mishum krovos al yidei achva, that krovos that come about through brotherhood, which the chachamim had permitted, because since there's a sense of achva on the father's side, we're choshesh that maybe you'll come to be mekayim those people who are usher to him because they're the krovos al yidei achva mina aim. So the ger that was megayir and the mother and daughter team who he had been married to were megayir together with him, then we said he's got to keep only one of them. Mesa ishto, what if the one that he decided to stay married to dies? So mutar b'chamoso, now he's allowed to marry his mother-in-law, because we don't have to worry that people are going to say that gerim come from a kedusha chamura to a kedusha kala at the time that they convert, because the ben noach doesn't have an isra of chamoso, he doesn't have an isra of a mother-in-law. So we're not gozer that maybe you're going to come to be matir Yisrael to marry his mother-in-law after his wife dies, because the iser is so weakened at this point for this fellow. So the chum, we're not gozer. V'ikadamri aser b'chamoso. However, others say he's not allowed to marry his mother-in-law because we're choshesh that if we allow this guy to marry his mother-in-law, we'll come to allow a real native Yisrael, to marry his mother-in-law, and that would be terrible. So the chamra goes there that a ger is not allowed to. So the brisa, that's the brisa. This brisa is being brought to ask on Rabbi Meir that we started with, that the Rabbi Meir that we started with, the first brisa that we quoted today. Because according to this brisa, Rabbi Meir would hold a ben noach or a ger who is harasa shalo b'kedusha is allowed to marry his father's wife after the father dies. And according to one opinion of this brisa, he's allowed to marry his mother-in-law after his wife dies. Now those are both arayos shebezin shal Yisrael memisin aleihen. Those arayos that carry with them a chiyuv misas bezdin. We started today's daf by saying that Rav Meir gives a klal that any time that there's an arayos that bezin shal Yisrael is memisin aleihen, a ben noach is musar aleha. If it's ain bezin shal Yisrael memisin aleihen, ben noach is not musar aleha. So we're questioning the first half of the equation. Every single arayos that bezin shal Yisrael is memisin aleihen, that we give a misas bezdin, a ben noach is Muzaran. We have two in this price, so the Rav Meir says not that way. We have the case of the mother-in-law, that according to one opinion of the brisa, Rav Meir says not that way. And we have the case of Eishes Aviv, Lachar Misaso, the Rav Meir says not that way. So says, Rav Yehuda lo kasha, Ha Rabbi Meir libid Rabbi Eliezer. Ha Rabbi Meir libid Rabbi Kiva. That the second brisa, the Meir allows a Ben Noach to marry his father's wife and other arayos that relate to ishus, and prohibits him from arayos that relate to achva mitzad aim. That's Rabbi Meir reflecting the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas the original brisa, that it all depends on bezin shal yisrael mamisin aleihen or ein bezin shal yisrael mamisin aleihen, that's Rabbi Meir reflecting the shita of Rabbi Akiva. So it's an earlier machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Meir happened to have been a Talmud of both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. In Maseches Beitza, we find that Braisa that Rabbi Meir says a din in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, and in Maseches Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, the Braisa says that after he was Mishamish and nominates on Rabbi Shmuel, he went to be Mishamish and to learn Eitzel Rabbi Akiva. So we find that Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of both, and therefore it's not surprising that at different times he was going to say things in the names of different Rebbeim. Where do we find such a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva? Ditanya, we have a braisa as follows, that the pasuk describes after Adam and Chava got married, so the generations that come after them were told, Alken Yazov Ish Es Aviv Esimo, that after that at a certain point a man leaves his mother and his father with Davak Vishto, and he clings to his wife Vayu LeBasarechad, and they become Basarechad. So Chacham Darshin the arayos that are usher to a Ben Noach from this pasuk. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, here's how you darshan this pasuk. Aviv we darshan means achos aviv, that he's not allowed to marry his father's sister, that she and his father share the same mother, and certainly he's not allowed to marry his mother's sister. Imo means achos imo. We darshan that is his mother's sister, who she shares the same mother with. And since the arayos that are learned from this pasuk are asuras to Ben Noach, and they relate to arayos of kurva alidei achva, so we learn that only those types of arayos are asur to him. Arayos that relate to kurva of achva, of brotherhood. Rabbi Akiva Omer Aviv. Eishas Aviv. Imo? Imo Mamish. No, Aviv means his father's wife. Imo means his mother. It doesn't have a mother's sister. It's not a father's sister. It's a father's wife, and it means a mother. So the Braisa learns from this pasuk to Asur other arayos as well. Vidavak, it says Vidavak, so we darshan that he's mutter only in a woman that's shayach, that he could be davakba, because he gets hana'a from the bia with her. And therefore, velo bezachar. It's not shayach that he's going to be misdabek with a basar, because the nishkav is not considered to have been nehne from mishkav zachar. That's how Rashi teaches up how we derive vidavak velo bezachar. Right? Other possibilities are that vidavak relates to the ability to bear a child or something like that, which certainly is zachar. Does not have so be ishto, and then it says be ishto. So we darshan that it's only his own wife velo beishas chavero, but he's not allowed to be with anybody else's wife. V'ha'yu lebasar echad. We darshan misha nasim lebasar echad. It's only a relationship that through a child that they're going to have, they're going to become basar echad, that the basar av and basar aim are going to be together in the same person. Yatsu behema v'chayi shei nasim lebasar echad, as opposed to bestiality where it never produces basar echad, because an animal cannot have a child from a human being. So since all the arayos that are derived from this pasuk that are also to Ben Noach, the arayos that happen to be arayos that Bezdin Shal Yisrael is memisin aleihen, that we would give a misas Bezdin. So we learn from there that only on arayos that Bezdin Shal Yisrael is memisin aleihen are Ben Noach muzar on. So it turns out that according to Shita Rabbi Akiva, only arayos that Bezdin is memisin aleihen, like his mother and Eishas Aviv, are also to Ben Noach, but Chayavi Krisos are not also to Ben Noach, and that's what Rabbi Meir was reflecting in the first Braisa. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, only arayos that are krovos to Ben Noach with an iser achva, like achos aviv, achos imo, are asertim. And that's who Rabbi Meir was reflecting in the second Braisa. And therefore, arayos that are krovos to Ben Noach only al yidei ishus and not al yidei achva are not included. So Amar Mar. So now let's go back to this brisa that tells us the opinions of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. And let's analyze. Rabbi Lezer Omer Aviv means Achos Aviv. When it says Alken Yazov Ish Es Aviv, it means Achos Aviv. That is Nisra of Arayos of Achos Aviv. Frak the Gemara, simple question. Ema aviv mamish. Why would you say that? Why would you say that aviv means achos aviv? Taich the chumish. Aviv means your father. So why didn't it say? Why didn't he interpret it accordingly? So answers Gemara. Hainu v'davak v'lo b'zachar. Because the isra of being with one's own father is already derived from v'davak v'lo b'zachar. So I don't need a separate pasuk to asur aviv mamish. That's already included in the pasuk because aviv is always going to be a zachar. So the Gemara says, how does Rabbi Lezer know from aviv that to asur ben Noach in achos aviv? Ema Ashes Aviv. Okay, you don't want to say it's Aviv Mamish because that's already covered in Zachar. Maybe it means Ashes Aviv. So it says, Mara, Hainu bi Ishto, Velo be Ashes Chavero. Ashes Aviv is also already included because we have Ishto, Velo be Ashes Chavero. I already have Ashes Ish in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, okay, so it's not going to be Ashes Aviv while the father's alive because then she's an Ashes Ish, but Ema Lacharmisa. Maybe Aviv does not mean Achos Aviv. And Enochinabi, it does not have to mean Zachar because we already have, it doesn't mean Av Mamish because we already have Zachar. And Enochinabi, it doesn't mean Eshes Aviv while the father's alive because we already have Eshes Ish in the Pasuk. But maybe it means Eshes Aviv after the father dies. She's no longer an Eshes Chavero. She's no longer an Eshes Ish. And maybe she's still Aser because of Eshes Aviv. Sans the Gemara, that can't be what Aviv means because Dumya Di Imo. The term Aviv in the Pasuk must be similar to the term Imo in the Pasuk. So my Imo Delav Ishos, just like the word Imo is coming to Aser, a particular type of Erva that is not a relative of Ishos, as we're going to learn. Sa'af Aviv Delav Ishos. So too, the word Aviv must be a type of relative that's not Al Yidei Ishos, and therefore, who's that? It's Achos Aviv. So Imo means Achos Imo. Rabbi Eliezer had said Imo means a mother's sister. So Gemara says, how do you know that? Ve'ima Imo Mamish. Maybe Imo means your mother. That's what it sounds like it means. So says Gemara, Hainu B'Ishto V'lo B'Ishos Chavero. No, your mother's probably married to your father, so she's already an Ishos Ish. She's already included in the Pasuk. So I don't need the word Imo to mean Imo Mamish. Okay, but Ve'ima Lachar Misa. Maybe it does mean Imo Mamish after the husband dies, after her husband dies. And that's what it's telling me to aser. No, dumya da aviv. Ma aviv delav mamish. Just like aviv means not literally the father, af imo delav mamish. So to imo must mean not literally the mother, and therefore it must be that's talking about achos imo. That's talking about a mother's sister. So that is how Rabbi Eliezer knew how to darshan the pasuk that aviv means achos aviv and imo means achos imo, because it was by process of elimination of what else it could have meant. So now the Gemara says, and what about Rabbi Akiva Shita? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Aviv means Eshes Aviv, that Aviv means the father's wife. So ask the Gemara, Ve'ema Aviv Mamish, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva think it means Mamish a father? Because Haim V'davak V'lo B'Zachar, a Mamish father is already Aser because V'davak V'lo B'Zachar. Iyachi Eshes Aviv Nami, Aynu B'Ishto V'lo B'Eshes Chavero. Well, isn't Eshes Aviv also already included because she's already in Eshes Ish? No, Lachar Misa. Eshes Aviv is not necessarily an Eshes Ish. The father may have died already, and she's still a Suratim Mishum Eshes Aviv. Imo Mamish. The word Imo means literally his mother. That's how Rabbi Akiva learned it. So, frankly, Gemara, Hainu Bishov Lobish Chavero. But isn't Imo Mamish already Asur Mishum Eshes Chavero? So, answers the Gemara, that which Rabbi Akiva had to Asur Ben Noach to his mother, from the word Imo, it means Imo Me'anusaso, that his father, Rachman the son, was Ma'anis, his mother, and he's the result of a rape. He's the result of that attack that the father did to the mother. They were never married, and therefore she's not Asuratim as Eshes Chavero, she's Asuratim as Imo only. So, B'maikam Mefli, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rabbi Lazar and Bekiva? So, Rabbi Lazar Savar, Rabbi Lazar holds that from the pasuk that says Aviv and Imo, in close proximity to one another, it seems that they're both talking about the same type of erva. Aviv dumya di imo, that the isser that we derive from aviv has to be similar to the isser that we derive from imo. The imo dumya la aviv, and the isser that we derive from imo must be similar to the isser that we derive from aviv. So lo mishkachsa ela ba'achva, and therefore, as we just elaborated on, the only isser that it could be talking about when it says aviv and imo, if they're going to be similar to each other, is going to be arayos that relate to achva, that aviv means achos aviv, imo means achos imo. It's the same relationship on each side. For Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva, mutav lukmei be'eshes aviv, would rather say that Aviv means Eshes Aviv, because it says Yazov Ish Es Aviv, so we call the Aviv the Yisra of Eshes Aviv, Deikri Ervas Aviv, because we find by Arayos of Yisrael that Eshes Aviv is actually called Ervas Aviv. Pasuk says, Ervas Eshes Avicha Lo Segale, Ervas Avicha Hi. So you see, the Chumash itself refers to that as Ervas Aviv. La Fuke Achos Aviv. And it does not come to refer to a father's sister, which would not, the word Aviv doesn't mean a father's sister. The She'er Aviv Ikri, Ervas Aviv Lo Ikri. A father's sister is called She'er Aviv, but she's not called Ervas Aviv. So Rabbi Kiva says, it cannot be that the word Aviv means Achos Aviv, because you never find that. Ervas Aviv must mean Eshes Aviv. So Tashema says, Gemara, let's bring a raya to Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Pasuk says, Vayikach Amram es Yocheved Dodoso, that Amram took Yocheved as a wife, and she was the sister of Kahas, Amram's father. So my love, Dodoso mina aim. Doesn't the pasuk mean that Yocheved was the aunt of Amram from the mother's side, that Yocheved and Kahas had the same mother? So you see that Achos Aviv mina aim was Muteres Kodem Matan Torah. So you see from there that Bnei Noach are not Musar in Achos Aviv mina aim. That's like Rabbi Akiva against the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So says Marat Lo, Dodoso mina av. Now you got the relationship wrong. Yocheved was not the Doda of Amram from the mother, she was the Doda of Amram, the sister of Kahas, Amram's father, in the sense that she and Kahas, Amram's father, shared the same father, not the same mother. And Achos Ha'av is Hutra L'Bnei Noach. That taka is Mutra for B'nei Noach, so it's not a Raya. So Tashema says, Gemara, I'll bring you another raya. Now we're going to try to prove like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that the pasuk describes that Avram Avinu says Tavi Melech about Sarah v'gamam na achosi bas avihi ach lo bas imi and vati lilisha. So mechlal de bas emasura, from the fact that Avram says that he married Sarah because she was bas aviv and not bas imo, that sounds like, because if she was bas imi, she'd be asura, because she's asura to b'nei Noach. So had Sarah been achosu min ha'aim, she would have been asura to him. That's like Shitas Rabbi Eliezer against the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says, nah, that's not right. Tizbra achos avai. Do you think anyway that Sarah was Avram Avinu's sister? No, bas achiv havai. She was the daughter of Haran, Avram Avinu's brother. So she was his niece. V'kibin dahachihu, and since that's the case, lo shna min ha'av, it doesn't matter whether she was bas achiv min ha'av, lo shna min ha'aim, or she was bas achiv min ha'aim. Sharia, either way they're going to be mutter. So you have no raya that an achosu min ha'aim is asura from the story with Avram Avinu and Avimelech. Elos, you have to explain, when Avram Avinu says to Avimelech, achosi bas avihi, achlo bas imi, that he's not coming to discuss what would be asur, what would be mutter for Ben Noach. Hasam hachikam arlei. He was coming to explain that when I told you achosi hi, I really meant it. I meant kurva da achos isli ba'da me abba, that I have a brotherly connection to her, because me and her father share the same father. V'lo me'ima, but we do not share, me and her father do not share the same mother, and therefore I do not have a motherly connection to her, because we're we come from different mothers. And that he said that because that happened to have been the truth of their relationship, not because had it been otherwise, then she would have been asura to him, and we could derive from here what the arayos of Bnei Noach are. Nothing to do with arayos of Bnei Noach. He was just describing how he's related to Sarah prior to their marriage. Tashema, so says Gemara, will bring another raya like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Mnei mal lo nasa Adam as bita. Why didn't Adam Rishon marry his daughter? What was holding him back from doing so? That apparently the Gemara in Yevama Samach Beis says that Adam Rishon had two daughters, one together with Cain, one together with Hevel. They each had a twin that was born with them. So why didn't Adam marry his daughter? Kadeshi Sakayin Asachoso, so that Cain can marry his sister. Shnemar Ki Amarti Olam Chesed Yibana, that the beginning of the world was built with Chesed Hashem with Cain, by telling Adam Rishon to do Chesed with his son Cain and not to marry his own daughter. So from the fact that Hashem allowed Cain to marry his sister, sister in order to build the world, halav hachiasira. The impression is that had they not been the first few humans on earth, this would have been usher. It's just that the world needed to get populated, and it started with a family. So the only way to populate the world is through this incestual kind of relationship. So kibin de ishtri. So the Gemara says, nah, lechadchila ben Noach should have been usher b'achoso. But kibin de ishtri, once Cain was allowed to marry his sister in order to build the world, maybe ishtri, maybe it became mutter in future generations as well for b'nei Noach to marry their sister. So you don't have a raya from there that it's usher for b'nei Noach to marry their sister just because it was hutter for Cain. Maybe it was hutter for Cain, it was hutter for all b'nei Noach, for all time. Once we mention the reason that Adam Rishon did not marry his daughter, it explains the din by other Bnei Noach. Amrav Huna Kuti Mutar Bebito. A Ben Noach is mutter to marry his daughter. Vim Tomar, maybe you're going to ask, if a Ben Noach is mutter Bebito, Bnei Malo Nasa Adam is Bito, why then did Adam not marry his daughter? Kadeshi Sakayin Sachoso, he wanted her to be available for Kayin, Vishamalam Chesed Yibana, so that they could start to populate the world. Viika Da Amri, another Lashon of this conversation is that Amrav Huna Kuti Aser Bebito. That Rav Huna starts out by saying that a Kuti is Aser to marry his own daughter, and he says, Teda Shalom Nasa Adam Esbito. And the raya to that is that Adam never married his daughter. But Velohi, it's not a great raya because Hasamayna Taima, Kadesh Yisakayna Sechosu, Misham Dol Mikhasid Yibana. It's not a great raya because maybe he only did that so that Kain can marry his sister so that they could accomplish Olam Chasid Yibana. Amrav Chista, Eved Mutar Bi'imo Umutar Bebito. An Eved Kanani, who belongs to a Jewish person, who had a Mila and a Tevila, L'Shem Avdus, is allowed to marry his own mother and his own daughter. Because Yatza Mechal Kuti, he's no longer a Ben Noach, so therefore he's not Aser in the Arayus that a Ben Noach is Aser in. U'l'chal Yisrael Loba, and he's not yet a Jew. And therefore, so we're not going to be Gozer to Aser him in his mother and his daughter, so that people, because where we would normally be goes that the people are going to say he's coming from a Kedusha Chamura to a Kedusha Kala, that's only for real Ger, but he's sort of caught in between. He's neither a Ben Noach, nor is he Israel. Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Lazar, he said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ben Noach, she yichet shivcha la'avdo. If Ben Noach designates a shivcha to be a wife for one of his avadim, and the Eved took the shivcha, and then, Uba Aleha, and then the Adon was Bawel her, Neragalei, he's going to be Chayiv Misa for that Bia. Me'emas, when is that shivcha considered to be miyuchad for the Eved, where she's now going to have a din of an Ashes Ish, that the master is going to be Chayiv Misa for being Bawel her? Rav Nachman, we decor la Rabisa de Planya. From the time that people in the town call her the young girl that belongs to this Eved, meaning when they associate her with that Eved, that's how we know that that's considered Ishus for Ben Noach, and therefore the master is going to be Chayv Misa if he takes her for himself. Me'emes Hayat Tarasa, and when do we assume that she's no longer associated with that Eved? Sam Rav Huna, Shapar Rosh B'Shuk, Shapar Rosh B'Shuk, as soon as she starts uncovering her hair in public. It used to be that even B'nai Noach would cover their hair in public. That was just the accepted practice. That was a norm of a married woman, and therefore, once she stops acting like a married woman, we stop treating her like a married woman. Okay, so that's the end of the discussion about arayos of a Ben Noach. One more detail, though, and that is, what about Bia Shalom Kedarka? Amar Rav Lazar Amar Chanina, Ben Noach Shabal Lishto Shalom Kedarka Chayiv. If a Ben Noach is Boel his own wife, Shalom Kedarka, he's Chayiv Misa. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vidavak Velo Shalom Kedarka. We darshan Vidavak B'Ishto means, yes, Vidavak, but not Bia Shalom Kedarka. That's not included in Vidavak, so he's not permitted to be with his own wife, Shalom Kedarka. Amar Rav Amik, Amidi Diyasol Lomachayiv, Akuti Mechayiv. Really, there's such a thing. A Jew wouldn't be Chayiv on such a thing, and Akuti is going to be Chayiv, meaning a Jew is allowed to be with his own wife, Shalom Kedarka. I'm going to say, Ben Noach's not. Ela Amar Rav Ben Noach, Shabal Ishas Chaveiro Shalom Kedarka, Potter. No, what we mean to say is if a Ben Noach is with Eishas Chaveiro Shalom Kedarka, that is not considered to be a violation of Eishas Chaveiro, meaning that's not a real Bia. My time, why is it that he's Potter on a Bia Shalom Kedarka? Because the Makar for the Yisra of Ben Noach to be Boel Eishas Chaveiro is from the Davak Bi'ishto. So it sounds like Velo Be'eishas Chaveiro, that it's Davka Bi'ishto and not Eishas Chaveiro. V'davak, it sounds like we're Davka talking about a Bia that's Shayach dibuk velo shalokedarka, as opposed to bia shalokedarka, where it wouldn't create that sense of dibuk, and therefore the pasuk is not asking eishes chavero in a shalokedarka kind of way, because it's all from the same word of the davak. So therefore it's not relating to a bia shalokedarka kind of way. Am Rabbi Chanina. New topic, Ovid Chavim Shikas Yisrael. If an Ovid Chavim strikes a Yisrael, he hits a Yisrael, Chayiv Misa. He's going to be Chayiv Misa. Shneemar, because after Moshe Rabbeinu saw an Ish Mitzri, Makeh Ish Yivri Me'achav, so it says, Vayifen Kovacho, Vayar Kienish. Moshe Rabbeinu turned this way, that way, he saw there was no one around, Vayachas Mitzri, Vayit Menei B'chol, the pasuk continues. And he strikes the Mitzri and he buries him. So you see that he killed the Mitzri because that Mitzri killed the Yisrael. So you see that Ben Noach, that strikes a Yisrael is going to be Chayiv Misa. Now, in the Sefer Yalkut HaMe'iri, he quotes he points out that the Gemara quotes the beginning of the pasuk of Even Kov V'Chov V'Yarki Einish, even though that part of the pasuk has nothing to do with anything. So he quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Rosenberg that had it not quoted the beginning of the pasuk, it would not have necessarily been a great raya that the guy is Chayiv Misa, because then it could have just been that Moshe Rabbeinu was just killing him Laman Yishmu V'Yiro, that based on his Makan V'Onshin Shalom and Adin, so that people will know not to mess around, and maybe that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. No, but the first part of the pasuk says Vayifen Kov V'Chov V'Yarki Einish, that he dafka did it when nobody could see. So it's obviously not Laman Yishmu V'Yiro'u, and therefore he this must have been the din. V'amre b'chanina sota lo shal Yisrael. If someone smacks a Jew in across the face, ki the sota lo shal shchina. It's as if he's smacking the shchina across the face. Shenemar mokish adam yala kodesh, that someone who's maka the cheek of a Jewish person who's called an adam, it's as if he's lower es hakodesh, as if he's being maka the shchina. Magbia avdo shabbos simin. So the next three teachings of the simin for them is Magbia, Avdo, and Shabbos, relating to striking another person. Amrish Lakisha, Magbia Yado al Chavero, someone who raises his hand against someone else as if he's about to strike him, Aval Bishaloiko, even though he doesn't go through with it, Nikra Rasha, he's already called the Rasha. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu came out of Mitzrayim and he saw two Jewish people fighting with one another, Vayomer, L'Rasha, Lama Sakareecha, and he says to the Rasha, why are you going to hit your friend? Lama Hikisalo Nemar, he caught it before the guy hit him. So he didn't say, Lama Hikisa, why did you hit your friend? Lama Take, why will you hit your friend? Alpha Pishaloviko, Nikra Rasha. So he had not yet done it, and Moshe Rabbeinu already labeled this fellow a Rasha. So you see that you're a Rasha, even just for picking up a hand against another Jew. Ze'iri Am Rabbi Chanina, Nikra Chote. He's called the Chote, Shenemar, because it says about the Bnei Eli, the Kohanim, who wanted to take from the Basar Azvachim, and it says, Vim Lola Kachti Bechazka. So Bechazka means that with a threat of violence. So you see that someone who threatens to hit someone, Uksiv, Vatichatas Hanarim Gedolim Od, that they are great chotim, their chet was very, very great. So the threat of violence itself is a chet. Ravuna Amar Tikatzitz Yado, that someone who raises a hand against somebody else, his hand should be cut off. Shenemar Uzro Rama Tishaver, that an arm that is raised in order to hit should be broken. Ravuna Amar Katsyada, that if he did, that Ravuna, not Ravuna Amar, Ravuna Katsyada, Ravuna actually did this. He followed through with this. He cut off the arm of a person who used to pick up his arm to strike somebody else. Rabbi Lazar Ma'in L'Takana L'Kavura, that if someone raises an arm to hit someone else, the only takana he's going to have is if he dies and is buried. Shnemer B'ish Zorah Lo Aretz. That's going to be his only kapara. V'amar Rabbi Lazar Lo Nitna Karka Ela L'Baliz Ro'os. That karka, to purchase karka, is only for strong men, meaning people who are very powerful, that only they have what it takes to be a landowner. Because the way Rashi explains, when you buy karka, you have to really be in full control, because you have to make sure that other people's animals don't come and ruin your karka, that ganavim don't come in and steal all the payrolls from your karka, that people don't come with all sorts of tainas, that the karka doesn't belong to you. So you've got to be ready for a fight if you want to buy real estate, and you have to be able to stand up for yourself. yourself. Shenemar v'ish zroa lo ha'aretz. That an ish zroa, a powerful man, lo ha'aretz. He's someone who has what it takes to be a landowner. That's how Rashi explains. Yad Ramah has a bunch of other explanations. One is that, no, this is referring to the punishment for someone who's makah, meaning what we were just talking about. That an ish zroa, a guy who's beating other people up, he belongs in the karka. Not that he is going to be a landowner, but he belongs in the karka. Another interpretation, he says, is we're explaining the pasuk Yisrael la aretz that Iov said to his friends that yeshivas haaretz doesn't depend on maisim tovim that a person does. It all depends on koach hazroa, that apparently of how well a person does in life has nothing to do with being a tzaddik or not, because tzaddik v'ralo a lot of times. It's all whether how aggressive you're going to be and how much you push other people around. And third interpretation is that karka is only going to give its koach. You're only going to maximize the potential of karka if you have the strength and the energy to work the karka properly and to be able to draw out whatever that karka has to offer. And that fits with the following. If you become an eved to your karka, that you work hard in the zriya, the nichush, the charisha, the hashka, everything, so then yispalachem, then you'll have what to eat. But if you don't become an eved to your karka, well then you're not gonna have what to eat. So that's how Rashi explains that. It means you have to be a hard worker in order to be a farmer, in order to get what you can out of the karka. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Vamrish Lakish and about a guy who keeps Shabbos. Everyone have a wonderful day.